In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Kia ora, Steve. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good, thanks. What a lovely day
to have spent
indoors with the curtains drawn watching things.
Oh, of course. You know how to spend a summer's day. It's winter.
I know how to spend a summer's day in winter. Good times. Not just good times, but I've been getting into some heavy stuff today as well.
Right.
My question for today is, are you into Brazilian politics?
Right. And I said, I don't like to get depressed.
Yeah. And that's fair enough. So for those uninitiated, Brazil has been wrestling with the difficulties of democracy for the past, well, actually quite a while, but in particular the last sort of decade or so has been a battle between left and right-wing forces that oddly at times has sort of mirrored some of the electoral shenanigans in the United States as well. There has been a leader who has cozied up to Trump, is very much kind of cut from the same cloth as Trump in many ways, named Jair Bolsonaro. And, yeah, they continue to kind of reckon with a whole lot of forces and undemocratic forces operating within a democracy that have been charted really, really interestingly in two documentary features. One nominated for the Academy Award for Best Doc in 2020 called The Edge of Democracy, and another related film. You could call it a companion piece, you could call it a sequel. It's titled Apocalypse in the Tropics, and it just released on Netflix in the last week or so. Both of these films are from the same filmmaker, Petra Costa, and I think what makes them super interesting is Costa's had fantastic access to subjects in both of these films. So The Edge of Democracy featured a lot of up-close and personal footage with presidential candidates on both sides of the ledger, and really kind of charted the chaos that ensued when the right couldn't handle the election of a left-wing government.
Oh, interesting.
And a scandal of, like a corruption scandal kind of got cooked up, and the likely presidential candidate imprisoned so he couldn't contest the election.
Oh my gosh.
Now that dude is currently the president of Brazil. So it kind of had a happy ending, but it's not all fun and games. As Apocalypse in the Tropics,
that doesn't
recounts,
sound like fun and games.
No, it's like and the title is one that the title Apocalypse in the Tropics is one that you know, perhaps some of the subjects of this film might have a different view of the apocalypse, because what it talks about, as opposed to the political machinations, it's much more about the influence of evangelical Christians in Brazil's political sphere. Mm. Kind of going back a little ways, the film recounts, you know, this sort of heavy Catholicism that was part of the founding or colonization of Brazil.
Right.
But then sort of got taken up by this evangelical movement, and then as COVID happened, I think they had a death toll of 700,000 people during COVID, and it might have been the second highest death toll in the world. And then there was sort of that mirrored by the rise of the prosperity doctrine. Brazil, of course, like the disparity between the haves and have-nots is enormous. So
Yeah. If
you're a prosperity doctrine evangelical, if you're wealthy, what a great reason to justify your wealth. And if you're living in poverty, it's possibly a way to kind of, you know, jump that hurdle and end up on the wealthier side of the ledger, or at least aspirationally.
Right.
The evangelical percentage of voters in Brazil rose from 5% of the vote to 30% of the vote in the last election. This is a huge number of people who are actively wanting to, see the return of Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, to this world. And somewhere along the line, this kind of message of Christianity, of being something that is supposed to better society, has been taken over by actually conflict and war will get us to where we want to go. So there's strange forces operating in this country, in that country. This country is fine. Nothing's going on.
Nothing's wrong.
These are both really great docos. It sounds like extreme. Well, it is really complex subject matter, but it's told in a way that really kind of brings you to the heart of the issue. And as with Edge of Democracy, Apocalypse in the Tropics has huge access to the kind of many of the key people. So if you are following the news about what's happening in Brazil at the moment, Jair Bolsonaro, the former president, who refused to accept election results when he got voted out of power, if that sounds familiar, setting in motion a very Jan 6th-like attack on Brazil's parliament.
Right.
There's interviews with him, there's interviews with his evangelical supporters, there's time spent with current President Lula and people on the other side of the political fences. I don't really think that evangelical voters, you know, have anywhere near as much of a sway on New Zealand's elections as they do in Brazil or the United States, but they are clearly a very potent force in a number of democracies, and this is a really, really great documentary to understand that better.
Interesting.
And to give context to stuff that is still in the headlines, Bolsonaro is expected to be sentenced by Brazil's Supreme Court sometime in the next days or weeks to a lengthy prison term. He's currently wearing an ankle bracelet, being monitored, and can't leave the country. He's got a social media ban on him. He's a very, very dangerous figure to a democratic nation, but is still up to his shenanigans. So check in with Brazil, see what's going on there. Watch these two docos, Edge of Democracy and Apocalypse in the Tropics. They are both on Netflix. A lot of it just beggars belief. This is crazy shit.
It's hard to fathom how crazy things have gotten, and like, I don't know. It's very relevant to my studies right now, and like, it's kind of even changed the way they teach law and like the principles of law and how quickly it can be degraded and fun stuff.
Well, I mean, there's in the epilogue to Apocalypse in the Tropics, in the aftermath of a mob invading Brazil's government building. So Brazil built a new city to house its government. Like, it was a real idealized form of democracy. They thought long and hard about the secular society they wanted to build, and just in the space of 4 or 5 decades, kind of seeing huge amount of backsliding from that, to the point where sort of start to really question the ethos of democracy when, democracy as the film sort of points out, democracy is a commitment to live with your enemy.
Right,
and Brazil's
yeah.
sliding into a place where that's seeing like, much more factionalized and much less of an opportunity for that society, unfortunately. Yikes. So that's what I did with my sunny day.
Yeah.
It's real cool.
You do know how to spend a sunny day.
However, if you want to have a laugh, however, this is also quite bleak. This is black comedy as.
Right.
I've also been revisiting 2005 comedy series Nathan Barley.
Mm-hmm.
This is from comic master Chris Morris and future prognosticator Charlie Brooker. And this show is about the sort of collision between the sort of early 2000s collision between established ideas of media and society, and as it's recounted in the show, the rise of the idiots, like real kind of Vice Mag type stuff,
right?
Real sort of Shoreditch hipsters. This show has so many familiar faces in it from, people pop up in this. Everyone from Julian Barrett, who's one of the leads, to supporting appearances from people like Ben Whishaw and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Mm-hmm.
It is savage. And there's been a lot of talk, I guess, in the last sort of, half a dozen years about how, today is just like the movie Idiocracy. Well, today is a lot like Nathan Barley. This is a six-part comedy series. Doesn't seem like it's streaming anywhere. I dug out my old DVD of this. And if this is a show you haven't heard of before, if you like really brutal UK black comedy and shows the work of Charlie Brooker or Chris Morris's Brass Eye and one work of that ilk, you should definitely check this out. It is brutal, it is hilarious, and I think they kind of predicted the future.
Oh, well, hey, either you have the future given to you in documentary form or a bleak view of the future that's coming into fruition. So great, great things all around.
Oh, great things. Yeah, the Magic 8-Ball's all returning all of the good results today. Yeah, anyway, so look, that's me. Real good vibes. And then,
good vibes.
And next week we'll have some NZIFF tips. The festival is about to kick off here in Tamaki. And maybe just a little bit less heavy.
Maybe.
We'll find out.
Maybe if it's raining, maybe that's what will happen. We'll have fun if it's raining.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. Speaking from my heart, piss off, son.
Thank you, Steve.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.